All right. So, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Plants and Cats. I am your host, Erica Broom, and today we have a special guest expert, Ariana Shaver, joining us on the live. So, the dust has finally settled after our move. And as you can see on the live stream, I have settled into my new office space and I couldn't be happier to be back on these weekly live recordings with everyone. So, as always, if you are here watching live, please say hello. I'd love to say hi back, and I'm sure Ariana would as well. And if you're watching the replay, please say hashtag replay in the comments as well. And if you hear a dog barking in the background, it's just Ariana's puppy going crazy. So please ignore her or him, I guess. Yeah. All right. Hello, Ruth. Welcome to the live. I'm so glad you could join us today. So yeah, let's jump right into today's episode. So today on the podcast, we have Ariana Shaver, who I have known for many years. Ariana, you were my hair and makeup artist for the last 3 years in my Regina studio, pretty much from the start of your career. Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, it was pretty early on in my career that I had started with you.
Yeah, I feel like that was like the last 3 years just sort of like flew by, and I feel like so much has changed for both of us in that time. I still remember like when we sat down for the first time in my old favorite coffee shop, our spot. You had your son with you. He was just a baby. Like he was like a few months old, I think.
Yeah, he was probably about like 7 months old when we had our interview
Oh my
and
God.
sleeping in the car seat.
Yeah, I remember like, and when I saw him at your wedding a few weeks ago, he was like, is that the same child that I saw at your
Right?
interview? Because it's crazy to me, like how quickly they grow.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, what made you decide that you wanted to pursue a career as a makeup artist?
At that point in my life, I was working at Walmart. I wasn't really going anywhere with that job at Walmart, and I wanted to find a career. But university wasn't an option for me. It was not something that I liked to do. I wanted to find a school that was hands-on and a job that was hands-on. And one day I was scrolling on Facebook and I saw an ad for makeup school. And
Okay.
it just kind of like fell into my lap. Everything fell into my lap. I wasn't really like pursuing makeup per se, but I definitely had put it out there in the universe that I wanted something hands-on. So from then on, I had done research for all the makeup schools in Vancouver and for Vancouver Island. And I ended up choosing one of the best makeup schools in Western Canada. So that's how my journey got started.
So when you were doing like research and everything, obviously you very heavily researched all your options and everything. How did you decide which one to go with, and were there like a lot of options to choose from, or were there only a few?
For sure. I had about four different schools to choose from, and I actually ended up getting a scholarship through one of them that I didn't go with.
Oh, okay.
The reason why I didn't choose that school for the scholarship was because I knew that I could do better. I knew that there was, international school that I could go to. They weren't the top of the Ivy League for makeup schools. So there were two makeup schools in Vancouver that I had the option of. One specialized in special effects and movies, and the other one specialized in fashion, esthetician. They do specialize in SFX and movies, but not so much as the other school. So I ended up choosing Blanche McDonald because I wanted to heavily pursue doing bridal and editorial makeup, and their education was better in that field than the other school per se.
Dog's just going crazy. I love it. So, you'd mentioned that like one of the other schools that you didn't end up going to, like they did special effects makeup. So, was there like a reason like why you didn't want to pursue that, or were you just kind of more interested in pursuing specifically bridal and like boudoir makeup and stuff like that?
Prosthetics and special effects is not something that I'm interested in. It wasn't something that I wanted to specialize in. I've always loved being part of the bridal industry. I love fashion. I love editorial makeup. I was always the kid that like loved fashion magazines. I loved watching fashion shows on TV. I also loved the fashion and editorial world, specifically in Vancouver. It's just such a diverse community, and that's specifically what I wanted to pursue.
So you had to move out to Vancouver, or you were already out, you weren't in Vancouver at the time, you had to move out there to go to school?
I was living in Victoria at the time, okay. So I had chose the part-time education so I could take one day off from work. I would take the bus to the ferry, take the ferry to school, take the sky train and the and the bus to get to downtown Vancouver to do a full day of school, and then do it all over again to go back home.
How long would that commute be every day then?
I would have to leave my house at 6 a.m. and I wouldn't get home until 11:30 at night.
Whoa.
I did that every Sunday while I was in school.
Oh my God. Oh, because it was part-time, so you don't have to do this every day at least.
Yeah, so I would only do it one day a week.
Oh, well, that's good. I guess like that makes it a little easier. If it was like every day, that would be exhausting.
One day a week, I would bet.
Yeah. You have to spend all day the next day recovering probably, hey? So I guess, so how long was the program? Was it a year? Was it 2 years?
My program was 10 months long.
Okay.
And the first, I want to say 3 months was specifically just the education behind makeup, the history of makeup, your sanitization and hygiene was really important with our school. That was another main reason why I had chose that school, was because I had never done makeup on anybody else's face. And I knew if this was something I wanted to pursue, I wanted to do it the professional and the right way.
Of course.
So that was another big reason why I chose that school, was because we weren't even allowed to open up our makeup kit or touch it without learning everything.
Right. Well, I feel like sanitization, like I don't really know much about makeup other than for myself and what I've learned from you over the past 3 years, but I imagine that sanitization is probably like definitely should be the first thing that you learn, because I feel like if you don't know how to do that properly, then you can really cause like a lot of issues on people.
For sure. And like they had taught us a lot about, you know, the lawsuits that can come with it. If you were to get a client like a breakout or pink eye or anything like that, that's a lawsuit on your hands.
Right.
So that was like one of the biggest reasons why they teach that to you, is because you are risking someone else's health.
Yes.
On top of that, with having dirty equipment, essentially.
Yeah, definitely. You can, like, I guess pink eye would be one of the things. What is, like, I guess, what would be the worst thing that could happen? Is their vision if you used a dirty brush on them or something like that?
I think the worst thing that they could get was mostly an infection.
Okay.
Allergies would be another thing, too. Like, cross-contamination is a big one as well. So you have to make sure that that each step that you are taking, everything is cleaned. Everything is sanitized with alcohol with each step that you take in your makeup applications. Because you don't want somebody breaking out with an allergy because you had used a certain ingredient that was in makeup with something else.
Right. Well, and that's something I remember you always asking our clients, too, is if they had any allergies. So one of the first things you ask them before you even ask them what they wanted you to do is, like, do you have any allergies that I need to be aware of? Because I feel like that's probably a pretty big concern for a lot of people, too.
It's a huge concern, and I don't do contracts with, obviously, you and my other photographers, but when I do bridal, I make them sign a contract that nobody else in their bridal party has allergies either, because I don't want a lawsuit to be on my hands.
Of course.
And then when I get there, I always double check if anybody has allergies as well.
So what ingredients in makeup would people normally have? There's a whole array of stuff, but like, what are the most common ingredients that people might react to?
Mica is like a big one too. There's like a mica is a big ingredient. Any scents that is in makeup, a lot of people have allergies to. There could be like coconut oil in something that people are allergic to. Any type of fragrances, I try to avoid putting in my makeup kit, because that a lot of people are allergic to fragrances.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that feels like weird to me that like there would even be fragrances in makeup to begin with. Like that feels like that would be a thing that would cause a lot of issues for some people.
Yeah, there's a couple of brands that like specifically rely on having fragrances in their makeup because it sells more to have like your eyeshadow palette smell like chocolate, you know what I mean? So they put the fragrance of whatever chocolate is in to make it smell like that. So that's a big thing.
That's interesting. I don't think I knew that. I don't think I knew that there were brands out there that purposely make their stuff smell like things. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What brand specifically comes to mind with like that does that? Is there one specific one that has chocolate eyeshadow?
The first one that pops in my head is Too Faced, the brand Too Faced. They put fragrances in their makeup on purpose. They have like chocolate, peach, strawberry, and like they'll build collections. So they'll sell a whole collection specifically based on that fragrance to sell it.
I guess I could see why that would be a selling feature. Like if you don't have fragrance allergies and you're like, it'd be nice to like smell like, oh, I smell like a peach. I'm putting my eyeshadow on.
And they cater to like the younger audience to buy them. Because a teenage girl is going to love having their eyeshadow palette smell like chocolate, right?
Of course, yeah. I remember being a teenager and, like, just dousing myself with, what was that, Hawaiian ginger? I don't know if that was before your time or not, but I still remember how that stuff smells. I can, like, smell it in my nose just even thinking about
it. It's just triggered.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. So we just talked a lot about like your education in going to school and everything. Do you personally think that going to school and getting a formal education in makeup artistry was beneficial for you? And do you think that would be beneficial for those that are considering a career in makeup?
It is 100% beneficial. Even if you don't want to take a makeup course at a school, there are online options to take it. And I highly recommend that whether you are self-taught or professional to always keep up and do a hygiene and sanitization course on top of that. I personally have taken 4 extra sanitization courses since I have finished school. So I have extra certificates on top of that because there's always something new to learn. And there's always something different that you can be doing to make your job safer.
Definitely. Well, and continuing education, I feel like in any career is important. For photography, like, oh my God, like 12 years ago, I feel like it might have been, maybe longer. And I still do workshops to this day because you have to keep refreshing yourself. Like when I was in school, we did darkroom and like, I don't shoot on film anymore. So it's important to like keep up on what the new trends and everything like that. So what other than like courses that you've taken, have there been any other kind of continuing education that you've taken or that you would recommend to other people considering this?
Yeah, I have a mentor out in Toronto. So I have an app specifically, and there is a group of us that continuous education through a makeup artist in Toronto, because like I said, there's always something new to learn. Fashion trends are changing all the time. There's different ways to do makeup applications. And then you have somebody where you can always be asking questions if you have any questions about clients and stuff. She's really taught me more about communication with my clients and doing like all the background stuff, the behind the scenes stuff that I wasn't taught in makeup school that I really didn't have a clue on how to do.
Right, because I imagine in makeup school they probably just mostly taught you about the makeup instead of like actually how to run a makeup business or solopreneur.
Yeah, we had one day of learning, was it?
Oh,
and it helpful. Was like a very, very old out-of-date contract that applied to your business today. So unfortunately I didn't learn how to run a business. I didn't learn, you know, contact lawyers and deal with all the legal stuff that comes with my business, unfortunately. But I'm very thankful that like with my continuing education that I have now, I was able to learn all of that.
That's interesting to me because I had the exact same experience. Well, we learned, like I said, darkroom, which I'm not complaining about. That was a lot of fun. I really do miss having the darkroom, like access to it, but they didn't teach us anything, or I feel like they didn't teach us anything on how to actually run the business. And that is, I say, like 90% of even having a career as a photographer, as a makeup artist, because if you don't know how to run a business, you don't know how to file your taxes, you don't know how to like contact lawyers, like you said, you're just, you're not going to get very far very fast. You might be an amazing makeup artist, but if you don't know how to run a business, then you're not going to get anywhere. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, and that's why I have finished school in 2017, and I didn't actually start my business until 2019 because I didn't know how to run a business. Mm-hmm. I had done makeup jobs prior to that, but looking back at that, I did not do them the right way, like behind the books and stuff. And it was kind of just like, congratulations, you're a makeup artist, you know.
Good luck.
And you're standing there and you're like, but how?
It's so funny that you mentioned that because when I graduated photography school, I also was just like, I was like, all right, I am graduated. I am now a professional photographer. Now jobs are just going to come to me and I'm going to be making so much money. But it took me probably a solid 5 years to actually gain any sort of foothold in this industry because, again, they didn't teach us any of that. They only taught us the technical side of it, and a lot of stuff we didn't need to know.
I kind of wish that there was like a point where you could do business school or like an entrepreneur class on top of that, especially because our jobs are specifically being entrepreneurs and running your own business. And unfortunately, they don't teach that. And for the amount of money that you and I both paid for school, that definitely should have been included.
I am still paying off my student loan, so girl, I definitely agree with you on that. It's, ugh, makes me sick to think about it.
I don't even want to check how much I still owe.
Oh God, I know for me it's too much. It's for me to have graduated as long ago as I did, it's still way too much as far as I'm concerned. But yeah. So if someone was thinking about pursuing a career in makeup and they maybe weren't ready to start school, whether that be like time-wise or financially, but they're interested in trying to start their career, and maybe they'll pursue going to school at some point, but aside from a formal education, where would you recommend that they start?
There are makeup artists, if you're local and living in Regina or in Saskatchewan, there are makeup artists in Regina and Saskatoon that offer weekend courses that do teach you the basics. They do offer week-long trainings. There are master classes that you can attend, which I think is very good if that's kind of where you want to start, but you're not ready to do formal training. There are classes you take that are just quick and easy for something for you to learn.
Mm-hmm. And definitely start with a sanitization course, right?
Yeah. there are a lot of online ones, and I can definitely give out recommendations for my online mentor. She actually has different types of hygiene and sanitization courses.
Amazing.
Barbicide, which is that chemical that hairstylists use, mm-hmm. they teach a hygiene and sanitization course as well, which I have
certification.
which I'm certified in as well. So there are lots of options.
And so barbicide, is that like just for hair, or do you use barbicide in makeup?
I use it for like my spatula and like my palette, and like my combs and my brushes and stuff. So
okay, cool. So I've had the honor of watching you grow and change over the last 3 years that I've known you. And I feel like I personally feel like you've definitely changed a lot, especially since our very first shoot. I remember how bus were to work with each other for the first time. And on top of that, I just flung you right in there, and we did a live stream of that shoot the first time you ever worked for me into the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. So obviously
for being the best model.
What's that? Sorry?
I said shout out to Amy for being the best model.
Yeah, she was a champ too, to like just totally go in, just like balls to the wall with us. But since that day, and then obviously like before that as well, because you know, that's the point that we started working together. But how do you think over the last 3 years that you've changed and grown into your career? And how do you think that has affected the rest of your daily life, like outside of your career?
I definitely think that I got a lot more comfortable with being more creative with my makeup, because every client that we have had asks for something different or caters to something different, or sometimes they look at me and say, do whatever you want, and then I get to be completely creative and do whatever I want. And I think that was one of the first things that I got to learn and grow from, was because I had just came right out of school and was doing bridal makeup, which was very simple. And do you remember when I first started working with you, when I would do hair and I would do the rollers and everybody's hair?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
That's how I was taught to do hair. Right. I was taught, when you want to curl hair, you have to do the rollers. And then all the girls' hairs would be so tight and curled, but people would want soft beach hair. Mm-hmm. So I had to grow and learn from that while I was working with you. And that made such a difference in doing hair for me as well, was because I got to experiment and do a lot of different hairstyles as well.
Yeah. And I imagine that you probably did a lot of like YouTubing and Googling and just trying to figure out like other ways to do hair that you had never tried before, right?
I ended up buying a mannequin, and in my evenings I would practice different hairstyles and stuff on my mannequin so that I could get more comfortable with doing people's hair. And also, one of the best things that I got to learn from the experience of working with you and other photographers as well, obviously, is learning different types of hair and different curls of hair and how to style everybody's hair, because everybody's hair is different. And I didn't get to learn that in hair school or in makeup school, unfortunately. So
right, because you were there for makeup and not hair.
I I did get to learn like how to do a French bun and how to do like a bridal bun, but that was about it.
Yeah, more bridal looks, I guess, than photo shoot style stuff. Yeah. So how do you think then that personally, like, you've changed over the last 3 years?
Hey, babe. Thanks for listening to the first half of today's episode. To listen to the rest of the interview, head on over to the Babes Club app, where you can see today's interview in full, as well as the full replays for all the other live streams. Head to www.thebabes.club to download the app today. Membership is free. Thanks, babe.